We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Great to be with you, and great news for the Panthers. Get to overtime. It's automatic. 11 straight overtime wins in the playoffs. If you haven't been following that one of the great stats, and Carter Verhaeghe, of course, doing his thing. Overtime winner for him again. Looks like a repeat from what's going on from last year. Big Bob and Vasilevskiy, to be fair, were both fantastic last night. Just crazy saves. And by the way, both teams had great scoring opportunities, and those guys, they were fantastic. In the pipes last night. A lot of good stuff. It really was one of the more entertaining games, and I probably, you know, go back last year in the playoffs, and we had a bunch of these moments. But that second period was fantastic. Just fantastic. Hopefully Sam Bennett's going to be okay. He got injured, and, you know, they're all kind of doing the gloom and doom, playing the doctors last night on TV. By the way, great to see our boy Bob Wischusen doing the games, man. Another really talented guy. I got to tell you, you go back to Goldie, Bob Wischusen. Who am I missing? And Boog Chombi. Those are three guys that were involved here that have all gone on to be really talented guys. Nationally, really, really good at what they do. And we had all those guys. You talk about young, talented guys. How about those three guys? I mean, you can't make that up. Bob Wischusen does basketball, hockey, and is the Jets play-by-play guy. So Bob's doing great. Boog Chombi's become one of the best play-by-play guys in baseball. And Gold does everything. And it's good. I mean, as good as he is for the Panthers, he's as well-rounded like those other two guys. They're the most well-rounded, talented dudes. It's crazy. Of young guys that came up through the WQAM family that have just kicked ass, man. Just really, really done well. So Bob Wischusen was on the call last night, and he's really, really good at hockey, too, for ESPN. We've got the draft, man. Chris Greer got a big weekend. Big, big weekend because he's got a first-round pick to play with. And we'll find out tomorrow night what he's going to do with that. And then, you know, all the speculation of where he might go. And there's a big hole now. 21 in the first, 21st pick in the first, 55 over in the second round. And then, boy, there's a big drought between 55 and 158 when they pick again. Something tells me Chris Greer is going to want to play in that third and fourth round. He's going to want to get to be a player and might be willing to make a move because that's what Chris does. So stay tuned, man. Find out what the Miami Dolphins might do. But listen, at the end of the day, whatever it is, whether it's a defensive lineman, a pass rusher, an offensive lineman, we need guys that can come in, play right away, add depth to this team so when we have injuries at the end of the year or the middle part of the year, because they're going to happen. Nobody's going to go, hey, look at this, man, same 53 guys in September, same 53 to start January. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Everybody gets banged up. You hope it's not all at the same position. But you're going to have guys going to miss games, go on IR, and miss the season. You got to hit on those draft picks that can come in and play right away and they're playing on the cheap, and they're just going to get better as they get more confident playing in their rookie season. So, yeah, it's a big draft coming up for Chris Greer. First time he's had a first-round pick in the last 3 years. So, gonna be, and it's all him. It's his. I know Mike helps, and I know he's got guys around him that help him, but, you know, Chris has got the final stamp. Final stamp. Owner's going, Chris, what are we doing? All right, let's do it. And the other story, a lot of people think the Vikings, Woody, the Broncos, the Raiders, or the Giants, one of them is going to try to jump up and get one of those quarterbacks. Not wait. Can I get one of your favorite guys and tell you what Mike Tannenbaum's got today, in case you haven't seen it?
Tannenbaum?
No, you have to call him a bum.
I almost, by the way, I try to pick my battles with Omar. But he turned, this is when you were out, he turned to me and he said he did a good job here. And I didn't even engage that one because, like, I didn't know where to go. People got him on Twitter, so it was, they made up for it.
No, so Omar's big on Mike did a good job. And listen, Omar's like all the rest of us. I'm a little more open about it. I have guys I like and I have guys I don't like. Mm-hmm. I have personalities I like and I don't like. And by the way, those guys with me too, because I'm not for everybody. And I've had guys say, hey, man, you got to take your act somewhere else. Not around here, man. I'm not now. Okay, got it.
I tried to use his coaching thing with Tannenbaum. Like, so Tannenbaum sucked at his job, one of the worst ever to do it, but he's on TV telling other people how to do it.
Well, that's the job. I mean, he's the ESPN GM.
Oh, no, I know. ESPN hired him. ESPN hires some of the worst, but they have him on TV telling people what they should be doing.
Well, that's part of his job right now. So he went to the Cowboys and said they should draft with their 24th pick a quarterback and stay away from Dak Prescott.
Uh-huh.
And I go back to this for everybody that thinks Dak Prescott sucks. And there are people that think he's going to kill you. He's going to kill you. Even though he went for 36 touchdowns, led the league in touchdowns, 36, I believe, 9 interceptions. They're like, Joe, he's not good enough. And by the way, the game everybody's talking about, he threw 3 touchdowns and had 2 interceptions. And I get it. They gave up 48 points, but a lot of people are like, you know, Dak's not good enough in these playoffs. He's killing us. But I'm like, can you get a guy in the 24th, which, by the way, might be Bo Nix, that you believe is
going to be better than Dak Prescott. Yeah, right.
So that's what he's pretty much saying, because he doesn't want to pay that money, because – it could be $55 million to get Dak's contract done. There's no way.
So that's why when you went to him at the UM practice, you turned to him and you, hey, Mike, you know, I know you're saying a lot of this stuff to fire people up. That's pretty good. He has to know that, saying that, you know, to the Cowboys fans, that's got to be like a controversial take. I mean,
there might be people. He's probably.
I'm sure some people agree with him.
I'm talking about it, and they're going to use him a lot. I'm guessing he's going to be a big part of the draft coverage.
I'm sure people agree with him. I'm sure Cowboys fans have had enough of Dak. But he does not seem to be the. He puts up monster numbers every single year.
Well, those guys.
He can't win in the playoffs either, though, Joe. So it is, you know, somewhat of an issue, but. Yeah, to draft a Bo Nix or something like that, and I mean, think you're going to move on from Dak is insane.
They got some other problems, although we get stuck in always talking about the quarterback.
But, yes, we do.
So anyway, I had to give you that because I know that gets you going. Mike,
I just saw him and his hairline this morning on TV, and
see,
I just,
you know, can you not stay away from personal stuff unless you've had some direct dealings with the guy and it didn't go well, which, you know, that's what happens to me. It gets ugly with me, and then I go on the air and I just...
Well, I do have direct dealings. They just go through you now because he doesn't know who the hell I am.
Oh, man. You know, I thought he chuckled a little bit, and I went,
you did.
Wow, you are taking your crap serious, which really scares me. I said, hey, Mike, your stuff you're saying, man, is out there. And it was like, but it works, man. We're talking about it. Some of the deals you're talking about. I didn't say what specifically they were, but he's a radio head, and he listens to our radio station more than our program director.
Well, anyone that turns on the station for a minute will hear more. But
that's a good point.
Yeah, he's not a fan of the show, but
yeah. I never heard of a program director didn't listen to his own station. God.
Well, he doesn't like the show. He doesn't like the show. You can't force it on someone.
Wait, yeah. So anyway, he didn't laugh. Like, I thought
he did not laugh. I
no,
did.
I thought he was going, hilarious. Yeah, we do some fun stuff. You know, sometimes you got to get it. You know that. And I go, yeah, of course. You know, I thought we were going to do a little bonding radio. And they're like, wow, you are taking your work seriously. So all these deals you're throwing out, you really believe make sense.
He's like, no, Joe, I really did think Russell Wilson would want to back up Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't. I wonder if he thought that through. And then, I don't know, does anybody out there think, and maybe he knows something, like the Cowboys are going to, whatever the next quarterback up, they're going to take with a 24th pick and put him in there to start with the Cowboys.
Boy, that'd be
right
shocking.
Off the bat. And they're going to let Dak walk.
I'm guessing there'd be a market Dak's for gonna, Dak, by the way. I don't know what the way, market is for Tua, but I know there'd be a market for Dak.
How do you think Dak would feel like if he's on the team and he's got...
He draft his replacement?
Yeah, because that's what you're doing. And I know it didn't go well with Aaron Rodgers when they got him Jordan Love, but boy, it's pretty funny, actually. Yeah, he did not take that well. He did not take that, and I thought he'd loosen up a little bit, and he brought his GM cap with him. Boy, did he brought the – all right, hey, we got to go to
break. Somebody
wants
to know if Dak plays defense, by the way. Yeah, he does not. He does not.
You mean the defense gave up 48 points in that game to Green Bay? Good point.
I think Dak's a pretty good player, man. I really do. And again, I think he's in that. I think when we did the quarterback rankings, if I'm not mistaken, I had him tied at 10 with Tua. But that's what he is, right? He's a fringe top 10 guy, but he puts up monster numbers.
It's hard for me to imagine a guy throws 36 touchdowns and 9 interceptions.
And they want to replace
him. And you're
him,
going,
yeah.
We're
going
to move on for the 24th pick, and yeah. And we're going to go with that guy. And by the way, first thing I thought of is that's got to be Bo Nix, right? 24? I don't know. Maybe it's Penix. Does Penix slide to 24? Is there a chance?
I think he'll slide a little. I do.
Yeah,
I don't know. All of our Dolphin fans seem to be in love with him, at least the ones that tweet mean stuff at me.
All right, well, listen.
Somebody 305 just said, I love how Joe just ignored your Tua bait. I'm not sending you Tua bait. I just think that's where Dak Prescott is. I think he's on equal footing with Tua.
Well, there's nobody in Dallas. I'm guessing Jerry Jones isn't saying, hey, there's a chance. I'm guessing Jerry Jones feels strongly about keeping Dak Prescott like the Miami Dolphins do about Tua Tagovailoa. All right, we've got more stuff to get to. Another big name that we probably need to talk more about right now. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Well, I'll tell you what, Michael Kotze, people go, how's he do it? I go, he helps people no matter what's going on, low interest rates to high interest rates. He still, hey, man, people need cash. Interest rates are higher. High insurance rates, HOA fees. Oh, my God, it's all going up. So all of a sudden, people living in condos that have retired and thinking, hey, man, I'm set, going to sit here, enjoy the water, enjoy the beach. All of a sudden, they're running up credit card debt. It's the biggest problem we have right now at 28 to 30% a month. Are you kidding me? You're talking about crazy credit card debt right now. Michael Kotze is helping a lot of people. We were talking to him. What he said, hey, man. People are going the wrong way on this, and I get to them. I say, hey, I can help you. Michael Kotze will relieve some of that money stress for you, get that credit card paid off. He's talking about reverse mortgages. All of a sudden, one of the most popular mortgages here in South Florida is a reverse mortgage, more popular than ever. And if you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify and should really look into it, especially, again, if you need to get that money and you need a place to live. Get some equity out of your home. Michael Kotze can do it and do it fast. Debt consolidation, another one, man, where you just need equity out of your home quickly because you've got a lot of things to take care of. Michael Kotze's there for you, man, at Choice Mortgage, 30 years of experience here in South Florida. He really has no life, and I mean that in a good way, not like he's a loser, but he's always working. The guy works 7 days a week. Call or text him. Find out what he can do for you if you're interested in any of these things. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. We're talking about Michael Kotze, 30 years of experience at Choice Mortgage. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He's an equal housing lender. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we continue on here. And, man, what a day, what a night last night for the Panthers. What a crazy game. One of the more enjoyable games. Of course, it's playoff hockey. It's Tampa Bay and the Florida Panthers again. But just great stuff, man. Just absolutely great saves. It got chippy, of course. And once again, it happens. Carter Verhaeghe, overtime winner. 11 straight overtime wins in the playoffs for this Panthers team. Just great stuff. Clutch, belief, confident that they're going to get it done. And they do it again. Had a great penalty kill last night as well. A lot of this really cool thing. Point blank saves, by the way, not just Big Bob, who was great, but Vasilevskiy also had a hell of a night for Tampa Bay. So, yeah, man, here we go. Two more heading back to Tampa Bay and see what happens there. Of course, the Heat back in action tonight, and see what they've got, how they can bounce back after getting punched around pretty good, especially that game was over sometime in the third quarter, and see if they can shoot better and play better and what Spo might be able to adjustments he's going to make. And then we got the draft, folks. We got the NFL draft, and it's kind of a big deal, man. It is, because Dolphins, they have draft parties, and you can go, because right now we got a pick, 21st pick in the first round, and find out, because this one is going to be a big one for Chris Greer. I know we've said that in the past, and Chris has been in charge of some of the early drafts here when we tried that, a lot of draft picks to build it and got rid of some players. And Laremy Tunsil was a big part of it. And we got a lot of picks for him, who is one of the best left tackles in football for the Texans. And we got some good players. I mean, we've had some good players through some of the trades. And 49ers, we trade with them and got a lot of picks. So now we have kind of traded away high picks over the last couple of years and gotten some proven guys like Ramsey and Tyreek Hill, Bradley Chubb, and now it's time to get back and hit on some draft picks and get back to what we did years ago, a few years back, and get some guys who can come in and play. Get them in, sign contracts, and let's get rolling. Of course, tomorrow night when it starts, the first round of the NFL draft, and somebody going to jump up between today and tomorrow before the draft? Is somebody going to make a big move and feel real strongly about one of these quarterbacks? Because this thing always starts with quarterbacks. Just about every year. Not every year, but just about, because of the importance. And here we are, Woody. We got seven teams that everybody believes is interested in a first-round quarterback. The Vikings, the Broncos, the Raiders. And no matter what anybody tells you about Daniel Jones, the Giants are looking too. Bears, Commanders, and Patriots with the first three picks, of course. A lot of people think you can't offer them enough. They're going to stick with those picks and grab a quarterback. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. A lot of good stories. Trying to figure out, talking about offensive tackles, a lot of them going early in this thing. And you talked about it earlier. We I don't know how we got on this thing about Deion Jordan early this morning, where we jumped up, took a guy, gave up a pick, I believe, to the Raiders to move up and make Deion Jordan the first defensive player in the draft back 2012, maybe, around 2012. And, of course, it just – it never had a chance to work because he had mental and psychological issues that never allowed him to play. I mean, he was out of football more than he was in football.
He popped into my mind when you started talking about the dissection of Caleb Williams and – all the stuff that they've been saying about him, for, you know, his personality and, you know, standpoint, all that different stuff that's been going on with him. And, you know, it just popped into my head like a guy that, you know, that they tried to do that with and I guess failed. Right? Like, you don't take a guy that high in the draft. What was his second pick? You don't take a guy, trade up for a guy unless you're really convicted.
Was like, he the second or third pick? It was up there for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it was one of those yeah. two. But, like, you don't take a guy there unless you – you know, all those boxes have to be checked, though, right? Like, all the stuff we're talking about with Caleb Williams. Like, that's not just a quarterback thing. That's anybody who you're going to take that high in the draft. You need to make sure all that stuff is, you know, in order.
So, I don't know how good any of these quarterbacks, anybody that's going to, you know, pop off today and say, I know how good, look it, you don't. You can go back to the 2021 draft as a great example of what four of the five guys are already on different teams. I mean, it's hard to figure out who's going to be good and who's not, where they go, the system they're in. They lose their confidence or, you know, just not a good fit. But Caleb has had some success. Let's not act like Caleb hasn't had some success. Now, his teams have gotten in shootouts. Again, their defense at USC has been awful. Awful. They're in shootouts every game. So they last year didn't have the great season, and so Caleb's numbers I don't think were as good as the year before he won the Heisman. There's a good chance, you know, he looks like he's going to be pretty good just from what you've seen. Now, you can say USC quarterbacks haven't worked out a lot through the years.
He seems to have the right build, right? I mean, at least he checks that box.
He seems confident when he talks and talks about things he can do, but – So the thing is, like, but why are we attacking this guy before the draft? Like, he could be the first overall pick, and if he's not, he's going to be the second overall pick.
He's going to be the first, Joe, I would really think here. But, you know, it's funny, they got Jaden Daniels. So Jaden Daniels is on ESPN right now, and they're interviewing him. They got Brian Kelly there. They're interviewing him, probably telling us how great of a human being Jaden Daniels is, yeah.
Well, you're going to say that about your own guy.
Of course.
By the way, a college coach, in fairness to a college coach, any college coach that has an NFL team comes down, he's got a relationship, hey, what do you think about this guy? Really like him. He goes, don't take him. don't take him. I'm telling you, he's a disaster. That leaks out, and you have set recruiting back. Like, you can't badmouth your guys. And this goes back to the whole Deion Jordan thing. So the coach at the time was Chip Kelly. And so Chip Kelly's going, I didn't lie, you know. I didn't know a lot of these things about him. I'm playing bullcrap on that. I don't know about you, Woody, but.
Either way, who cares, man? Like, of course the college coach is going to say his guy is a good dude. What is he going to do? Does he secretly tell all these teams he's a mental case and the guy drops, you know, out of the draft?
Right. No.
You can't do that, but it's the Dolphins' job. It's the NFL team's job to vet these guys and to spend time with them and interview them and.
Right.
Like, you should have been able to tell that something wasn't right there.
I give you another one. Jonathan Martin was coached at Stanford. You remember who coached him?
Was that Harbaugh? Yeah.
So,
well, what, you again, think about what the relationship.
The Stephen Ross relationship with Michigan. Harbaugh goes out there and he goes, hey, man, this guy can play left tackle. Great feet. Really, I remember all the things they said about him. Really smart. Really good. So nobody does. Nobody just says, okay. I just think we worked off coaches. Maybe I'm wrong, but it looks like it.
Yeah, but don't they spend a ton of time with these guys? before they draft
them? I think they do
don't
now.
They work them
I
out. Think, they interview I, them. They meet with, like, all that different stuff.
Yeah, but you can't. You can still be fooled with mental illness from those things. You got to go back. And, I mean, Jonathan Martin, my God. Find out he's getting bullied and it affected him going back to the private school because he comes from money. And the kids were, you know, they knew there was things going on before. And listen, you got to be, you're an offensive lineman or defensive lineman. That's not a real, you know, soft position. Like those guys, those offensive linemen, they get after each other. They bust each other's chops. That's the way they do it. Jason Taylor's not exactly warm and fuzzy, man, when he was playing football, right? He had a chip on his shoulder every day about something. About, you know, wanting to be because he had to hear he couldn't do this and he went to a school that nobody knew much about at Akron and all that. And so I think we have learned from that, I'm guessing, because we haven't had it since. But, yeah, we had a Deion Jordan, a Jonathan Martin, first and second round picks.
He was third pick in 2013, by the way, right in front of Lane Johnson.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we hope we don't have those days anymore. And by the way, everybody's a lot more aware now of mental illness. And if you have it, you know your guy's got it. If he's got anxiety and under the umbrella there, all these teams have people they can work with for –
Well, it can certainly be managed, Joe. But like you know, again, the Deion Jordan situation—that was
I don't
just,
think
that
back
was
then
really
though.
Bad.
I don't think back then. I know it's only we're talking 10, 11 years ago. Nobody's talking. How much were we talking 10 or 11 years ago about mental illness? How much were we talking about issues going back before they were in high school?
Didn't he get suspended for a bunch of stuff though, too?
Who, Deion?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it goes all back to the same.
Right, we need drugs, and I think he got busted for steroids, didn't he?
I think he did every – I think he almost did on purpose so he didn't have to play. Uh-huh. I think he got, you know – and Jonathan Martin, I mean, the guys pulled a prank. He went to sit down with him, and they all got up and left, and that set him off. That was it. That was the day they went to sit with him for lunch. He went to sit with his offensive line, and when he sat down, they all grabbed their food and got up together – and walked away.
That is kind of a mean prank.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, but I mean, that was
it's
it.
It's funny, but it's mean.
That was it. That ended it right there. He took off, never basically to be seen again. And then the investigation and the Richie stuff.
That stuff
and
was
so
ugly.
And by the
so
way,
ugly.
Richie had his own stuff. I mean, yeah. Richie, by the way, come to find out was going through his own stuff, except he was still kicking ass while he was playing with it. It didn't affect him.
I mean, these are NFL players, man. It'd be something a little off, right?
Well, not really.
I mean.
Well, the whole thing is you turn it on and you hope you can turn it off. And
these guys that play a crazy
sport, Richie kept
sport,
his
man.
On a lot. Richie, you know.
Yeah, he did. But Richie, that's a crazy sport, man.
I got to tell you, I got along great with Richie and saw him at parties. And he was an interesting guy. But I tell you what, all those guys on that offensive line loved Richie Incognito. We can go through the whole thing and got to get rid of him and what the bullying stuff. And, you know, soon as moms see bullying around and parents see it and what's going on in schools.
Yeah, except everyone wanted to play with him.
Except I think they were disappointed when they found out, like, and they went to the pounce, you know, to pounce and all the guys are like, hey, man, that's our guy. That guy is, man, we got to stop. Hey, we're super late here. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Adam Beasley going to join us early 8 o'clock hour from Pro Football Network. We'll talk to Bees. He's all over the Dolphins right now and getting set for the draft and everything else that might take place and what Chris Greer might be doing for this big weekend to see what the Dolphins do to improve their team through the draft. And we'll take a quick break. But before we do, I want to take a second to tell you about my man, Chev, the CEO of Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Man, this guy has got a setup that is unbelievable. And with it, before I get to you potentially getting to Impact Windows and Doors or getting a new roof, and you can do it all. Hell, you can save even more money when you do it all with Chev over there at Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. But I want to let you know he's running some great specials right now that you got to jump on it. Don't wait till the last second. With hurricane season and everybody waits and then everybody calls at the same time and they're going, oh, you're back. Oh, my gosh. So get on this. Listen to this. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. These are just some of the deals they have for you right now to help you out, especially if you know and you've been wanting to get these hurricane windows and doors or you need a new roof. And speaking of roofing materials, they do it all, tile, shingle, metal flat. They really do. Chef's put together about every possible deal to save you money for right now, especially if it's tight and yet you still need to get these things done. Loctite does so many different things. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that, and that can be a real pain in the ass. So I can just go on and on about all these things, but if you got a leaky roof right now and need to replace it, Loctite ready to come with the highest quality roofing materials you can get and the best people working. I can't do any more than this to tell you. They're in West Broward, cover all of South Florida, 954-500-LOCK. Somebody's going to answer that's knowledgeable that can help you right now, 954-500-LOCK. Again, make sure you call. It's Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Man, we cut this one tight on you, Woody. I'm
That's
sorry
okay,
about that.
That's okay, Joe. We can race through these things very quickly here. We'll start with Caitlin Clark, who has landed an 8-year deal with Nike worth $28 million.
Good for her,
which, man, I'm not going to lie to you, seems low.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what those guys are all
she
getting.
She sold so many jerseys, she basically broke the Fanatics website, Joe.
Wow.
It's good for her. It's a lot of money. I get it, but...
I think
seems
it's
like
great.
A bargain.
And by the way, there's going to be jealousy and not just from men. There's going to be a lot of women. They're going to take shots at her, especially in the WNBA, because mm-hmm. they're going to say, you haven't done anything. And, yeah, I see the whole thing. But good for her, man. She's been great for basketball, period.
She had offers women. From everyone here. Under Armour reportedly offered Clark a deal, $16 million over 4 years, which, by the way, I think Steph Curry, they said, was in the pitch for that.
Well,
how about that? Adidas, $6 million over 4 years. That's a low ball offer there, Adidas. Come on. And then Puma. Puma found out that the bidding would start at $3 million, and they just backed out altogether.
Yeah.
So
they realized all the big guys were in there and going, well, this isn't going
to
work.
Yeah, Puma sticks to, like, lower-tier NBA players. All right, Joe, this is a very interesting story by way of Miami, and I suggest people, you know, read this one if you get a chance to, because it's got all the pictures. So Tom Brady, long story short, Tom Brady has a speaking engagement down here in South Florida, in Miami, right, where people
yep,
can go listen. He does these, right? He does them all over the place.
No, making some money at home. He's got everybody wants a piece of Tom Brady.
So as far as Brady knew, that there would be 100 VIP tickets sold to this event for $3,600 a ticket.
Wow.
You get a chance to meet Brady, take a picture with him, and he would sign what Brady was told would be a pre-approved item, right? Like a book, you know, one of his books or something like that. Now, a bunch of these fans that ended up buying these tickets happened to be Brady collectors, and it looks like these fans were targeted as Brady collectors to buy these tickets and attend the event, and they were also told, bring whatever you want, Brady will sign it.
Ooh.
So fans that bought these tickets, Joe, brought items such as Brady's first touchdown pass ball to Gronk, which you could imagine, they said the estimated value on that thing was $450,000. I mean, that's a big-time football. We had Super Bowl stuff, game-used helmets, game-used shoes from Brady. I mean, this is all really expensive high-end memorabilia that you could only imagine, Joe, with Brady's signature, makes this stuff worth astronomically more. Now, what happened was Brady got blindsided by all this memorabilia showing up at the event for him to sign. And now, that look, there's a lot of people at fault in the chain of events here, and I think there's going to be some major lawsuits. But here's the really, really bad part of this story. Brady, who was pissed off by what happened, decided that instead of signing his name, if you've ever seen Brady's signature, it's a very clean signature. It's a T and a B. It actually is a very nice signature. He put a scribble on all of this different memorabilia, an unrecognizable scribble, and basically defaced this game, you know, game used footballs and helmets and cleats, all this different Super Bowl tickets.
Wow.
Has his scribble on it that now fans are trying to figure out a way to get that thing off because it makes their items worth significantly less.
Yeah, Tom's going to have a little problem there.
You got to see this if you get a chance. The story's all over the internet. Go check this thing out and see what these signatures look like. And just look at Brady's first touchdown pass ball to Gronk.
So
there's a similar football out there, like, so kind of like that, this, Joe, isn't there? A really good quarterback to a tight end?
I would say this to Tom Brady. I would say, listen, man, don't be mad at those guys. You got to be mad at the promoter.
Yep.
Your guy who helped set it up with the promoter. And for these guys to all show up, they didn't just do it on their own. And it was for a lot of money. And once you realize that happened, you got to suck it up. And I get it. You're helping the value and people are making money. And some guys get pissed off that that these guys are making a lot of money off, you know, this collectible stuff. But, yeah.
He's making money,
too. You got to suck that one up. This is a terrible look for him. It's just a terrible look. Yeah. Like, he's mad at the wrong people. Don't be mad at people who got in and paid the $3,600.
Brady,
you need to be mad at the people who set it up on your behalf and the price and the promoter that put it out there for everybody.
Brady had basically two options. He had two options, Joe. To one, not sign the stuff and just say, I'm not signing this. Or two, to just suck it up and sign it. But to ruin these people's, you know, items was not really a third option there. That was not a good look here for Tom Brady.
And not good at all.
Yeah, man, that's some pretty cool stuff that he decided to ruin. You glance right over the part where I said I know about a football from an elite quarterback to a tight end.
Yep.
Can we get that thing signed?
I don't know what the value is right now. I have no idea.
Probably pretty significant.
You
want to put it up on the block?
No, I was offered $50,000 for it, but along when Danny was breaking all the records in his career, he had told everybody, I don't have it. I'm guessing Joe has it. So I got, like, and by the way, when it happened, I don't know, all of a sudden, you know, it was like not one guy, but another guy at one at a golf tournament at the Honda Classic. I still remember a guy coming up to me and offering me $50,000 for the ball, and then I was at a game somewhere else, and a guy said, I'm a collector, and I pay you $50,000. I don't know where they came up with the 50, but that was the...
You know what, man? I'm glad you didn't budge on that, because I think it's probably worth 10 times that, if I had to guess.
The first touchdown ball? Can't be.
If I had to guess, especially, obviously, you guys could both sign it.
Yeah.
Get that thing signed.
Yeah, I don't know how he'd feel about. I don't know how you would feel. I'm not sure how he would feel about.
Are you selling it
at this point in my life? If he found out,
well, what if you need to cover some gambling debts or something?
No, I don't. I don't gamble. I've done a lot of crappy things, but
you get in deep,
I don't,
bro.
I don't have a gambling problem.
Put $1 million on Bam Adebayo to score 20 points.
There
tonight.
You go. Yeah, help me out.
Our final one. I had this one for you. I wanted to get this. Did you see what Jokic's brother did at the Nuggets Laker game?
Lunging, I saw you got in a fight.
Yeah, lunging over a row of seats. And again, everything is caught on video, lunging over a row of seats and lands a haymaker on some dude.
Not good.
What an idiot. I get that they like
good.
To defend their brother. So, and here's the better part. The Jokic's wife is holding back the brother with one hand while holding their baby, like their little girl, in the other hand. So they're doing all this in front of the kid.
By the way, this is at a Denver home game.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure there's Laker fans there, so I'm sure they said something.
Oh, no, Laker fans do travel, yeah.
I just don't understand how people could be so stupid. All that guy's got to do is fall backwards, smash his head on those stairs, and you got yourself a little murder charge.
Yeah.
Nope, how many times are we going to see that happen?
We've seen guys get knocked out and go down, hit their head, yes, and die.
And those brothers, by the way, I don't know if you've seen them, Joe, they're not small men.
No, they're big guys.
They are not small.
The whole family, the brothers.
They're all overweight.
Yeah.
Put it lightly.
Okay. On that note.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get into fat shaming here. Hey, we got to move on. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Adam Beasley going to join us from Pro Football Network coming up at 8:20. We'll talk to him. And Woody, boy, you cleared it out today. Not even Tom Brady is safe after what he did. Baptist Health South Florida Safe place to go. And I just want to tell you, if you have a sports-related injury right now, man, it's nice to know we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, Baptist Health South Florida, and the doctors they have put together. People ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins with FIU and FAU. High school, college, and professional athletes all checking out those great doctors. We're talking about specialists for every part of the body. Yeah, knee, any kind of knee operation you need, we got you covered. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand specialist, back specialist, hip and knee replacement, and Achilles. We've got doctors that do nothing but Achilles. Become one of the biggest injury problems we have right now for all ages is the Achilles. But I got great news. It's Baptist Health South Florida for a reason. We got three great locations for you to go to see these great sports doctors and specialists and team doctors that we have that can really help you and help you quickly. They've seen it. They know how to fix it and get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Hey, listen, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, had a few operations down there myself, not just there, but at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility. And also on Pine Island Implantation, right off 595. You can't go wrong, man. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.